At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Be Here for a While. As always, I want to thank you guys for listening and emailing me and rating it 5 stars and leaving reviews. Please keep doing that because it helps me to keep this going. And also, I have so many fabulous sponsors. You guys got to check them out. I got Lyft, to be a Lyft driver, actually. And I think it's pretty cool because if you use my promo code, if you go to Lyft.com/BeHere, and I think you have to re-enter the promo code BeHere, you get a $500 new driver bonus when you sign up. So that's pretty sweet. I would just sign up and get the $500. So anywho, use that. Mottenbau jeans, away luggage, Casper mattress, all of them are great. HelloFresh, I love them all. And I love you guys. I've got some awesome emails this week, and especially about This Is Us. I did not watch last night. It's Wednesday, I'm recording this. So don't email me and tell me what happens because I'm going to have to watch it. But email me and tell me if it's super depressing and I can't actually watch it because I don't want to be super depressed about it. Anyways, my guest today I'm super excited about. He's a very good friend of mine. He's a hilarious comic, actor, comedy heir, comedy club heir.
Asshole, yeah.
You are. You're the heir to a comedy fortune. The very funny Jack Jr. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Jack Assadorian.
Jack Assadorian, yeah.
I never even tried to say it. I did say it right, though.
You said it right.
That's pretty good.
Jack Assadorian.
What are you again?
It's not really Assadorian. It's called Assadorian.
So I'm really saying it wrong. That's embarrassing.
Right. But it's cool. It's more memorable.
So I didn't say it right.
You did.
You were just being nice to me.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you again? Armenian and...
I'm American.
No, come on.
Oh, my dad's Lebanese, Armenian, and my mom's Mexican.
It's a good mix.
It's crazy.
Your parents are very attractive.
Yeah, you are too.
Thank you.
Your chair is different. You changed your hair.
I didn't really get ready for you today. I really apologize.
That's all right.
I didn't shower.
But you have your picture right here, so I could just see what you look like with
makeup.
I was hideous then. Oh, okay.
It was a little... I don't know why I look so chubby in that photo. I don't think I was actually chubbier then, but that wasn't a good look. I look happy. And I'm with my dad dancing.
Yeah.
I love my dad. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Your parents are pretty awesome.
My dad's okay, yeah.
Do you not like your parents?
I love my parents, of course. Who doesn't like their parents?
I don't know.
My parents are really hard on me. That's probably what it is.
Are they? Really?
Tough love.
Like how?
Kicked me out of the house when I was 18.
Why?
He goes, you want to be a man?
Were you in trouble, though?
No. Just
you were probably getting into some trouble.
A little bit.
What were you doing?
I don't know. I was just out partying, drinking. And
I could see you like running like weird side businesses that were like half illegal and your dad finding out about it.
100%. I was totally living the college life, but not going to college.
What were these illegal businesses?
There wasn't illegal businesses.
Yes, they were. I know
it. I was hustling, just moving things around. Really? You know.
You sound like you're in the mafia.
A little bit.
Moving from laundering money? I don't believe you.
No, I'm a good guy.
I know you are.
No, I'm old and mature now.
Would we call you mature?
No, I'm not mature.
I mean, I guess you are. You're newly engaged.
Yeah, a little bit. Number two.
You've been engaged twice?
Yeah, I was married before.
Oh, yeah. I knew that, I guess.
Yeah, you did.
Because you have a kid.
I talk about that, yeah.
What is it like having a kid in comedy?
It's crazy. It hasn't really hit me recently that I had a kid. He's seven.
It hit you recently? It took 7 years?
Yeah, because like he's like... talking.
Are you serious?
And he's like a person now.
He's very cute. I've seen him
before. He literally talks and tells me his feelings. And he goes, I want you to get back with mom. And I'm like,
that's really sad.
Fuck that shit.
Aww. Yeah.
I'm like.
He was like really young when you guys broke up, though,
right? He was like 5 months old, yeah.
So he doesn't remember it?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. And he's like, yeah, you can come live with us. I'm like, well, where's
your mom's? You're like, thanks for the offer.
When's your mom's husband going to sleep? She's like, you can sleep between both of them.
You're like, well, I pay half that mortgage pretty much with my child support.
All of it, probably. If you guys don't know, I pay $1,100 a month in child support.
Why is it so much?
Because I make a lot of money.
Seriously?
I don't.
No, but isn't it based off of what you were making when the child was born? Or they adjust it as you make more money?
They adjust it.
Oh, that's why people like go to court because they like hide it and stuff.
And I know some comics that are making way more money than me, and what I pay is like nothing. But
really, 1,100 is quite a bit. I mean, I don't really know the rules on that. I've never had a kid or received child support or paid
it.
But
if I had a vagina, I'd be getting pregnant right now.
Why?
I don't know.
But then I have to have the kid.
But you could have a lot of money.
$1,100 is not worth having a kid.
Okay, it's $1,100, but I'm saying if you get like a hip hop guy or NBA guy get pregnant, dude, that's like 10 G's a month.
But I still have to hang out with the kid.
Well, we can hire a nanny. We could do it together.
Shall we?
We could be the worst parents.
We're going to like scam someone. Or I thought you were going to say you were going to like find me someone and then you get half the money.
That's a good idea. I'll set you up like a date. Hey, I know this girl.
Yeah,
she's great.
She's awesome.
She's great.
You just have to, and you like check their
she
like.
Doesn't. She can't get pregnant. Trust me. She likes it when you just.
We could totally run that scam.
Totally. I think it's illegal.
Oh.
But
what is it? What is that?
But we're comedians, so it's not true.
What? Well. I mean, listen.
I don't know, but it's
maybe if I fall on hard times, it's not a bad
thing. It's going on right now. Like, it's like a crazy market.
Do people really do that?
I know a few people that are.
Like who?
I can't talk about this.
Can you do sign language? No.
He's black and he plays basketball.
Oh, I thought you were. But girls do that to him?
Yeah.
Does he realize that?
Well, no, it happened once.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
But she did it on purpose?
I think so. Because she was a dirty girl.
She was a slut?
A little bit.
You can say bad
slut.
Words on here.
I can say bad words.
You can say whatever you want. You can say fuck if you want.
Radio, and I was so clean, so I can say fuck shit. Okay, cool.
Are you not allowed to cuss on the radio?
You can't say. I said ass. He's like, that's okay.
I'm
that's
like, part right. of your last name. It's not your fault.
That's hilarious. I didn't know yet.
You didn't do anything wrong.
A little bit.
You were just starting to say your name. What was I going to say? Well, you were talking about your parents being hard on you. So they kicked you out just like you didn't do anything wrong. They were just like, or your dad was like, you need to become a man.
Yeah. Well, I was like dating my girlfriend and we're really serious. And he's like, oh, you want to be like in a relationship. You want to be a tough man. And he's like, go out and move out. So I moved out and I worked 3 jobs, paid rent.
Is this the girl you ended up marrying and having the kid with?
No. This is the girl I got back with recently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I remember that. Yeah. I remember the story.
We broke up a long time ago. We were together for like 5 years. And then
she's
we broke
your soulmate.
Up. Yeah. You know
Did
what
you
they
know
say.
The whole time that you like still loved her?
Yeah. I kept pictures of her, me and her.
I feel bad because I really liked, is it Monica, your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, Monica. She was
cool.
She was
a nice kid.
She was nice, but she was too young and just.
Well, this one's your age.
My age. Yeah.
How did you guys reconnect?
At a show.
Like she came to one of your shows?
She came to one of my shows and she just was in the audience and I was
Did
like,
you know
I
was she
like,
was coming?
A friend of mine said she's coming and I'm like, eh, I haven't talked to her in 8 years. Whatever, come.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect anything. But then when I saw her, I was like, all these feelings came back. And I was like.
You just loved her?
Yeah.
How long did you guys date when you were 18?
Like 5 years.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
So you started when you were 13?
Yeah. And then I said I needed a break. No. 18, like 19 to 24.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I decided I wanted to be a piece of shit. So I broke up with her.
Why?
Because I wanted to be a piece of shit.
Well,
you know
you
what
were
they
young. S- you were too
but
young
you know what
probably
they say,
to
guys,
get a serious relationship.
When you set something free and then you go hook up with a bunch of girls and do lots of blow and have party drinks.
Oh, is that a saying?
And then she comes back to you, it's meant to be. Right?
You should get that stitched on a pillow.
I should.
does she know that that's what happened?
She knows of it. Like she knows.
I mean, if she's heard you do stand-up, she knows who you are.
She knows how crazy I am. She heard. She, yeah. But the funny thing is she always... knew I wanted to do stand-up back then when I was like 19,
uh-huh.
but I never did it. So then she came to the show. She's like, wow, you're really doing it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Jack Jr. comic.
Yeah, you're like, I'm awesome.
I'm pretty cool.
Is she cool about like when you go on the road and stuff?
Yeah, she's cool.
Is she trustworthy? Trusts
me?
Yeah, does she trust you?
Yeah, she's really trust. Yeah, I think so.
Really? She doesn't like text you like, what the fuck are you doing?
No. I kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of like.
She sounds awesome.
She's pretty cool.
Why haven't I met her yet?
I don't know. I'm hiding her.
Yeah, that's rude.
She's not real.
I think you've shown me a photo. She's very pretty.
Yeah, she's cool.
So now you're engaged. How'd you propose?
I'm engaged. I proposed on Thanksgiving.
Oh, like in front of the families?
Yeah, that was the stupidest thing I ever did
Why?
In my life.
Why? That's
it
the
was
cutest
so
thing.
So hard.
Why?
It was so hard.
Why was it hard?
Why?
Because they were like probably going to give it away. Did they know you were doing it?
I told her mom and her brother, mm-hmm. and I thought it would be easy. You know, like perform every night in front of 500-600 people, like nothing. It's so easy to do comedy and to go up on stage. So then there I'm at dinner, and I'm like telling her brother, "Hey, I'm gonna like propose. So like, can you like give me like a like signal, like warm up the family? Like, let's say like I said, okay, let's do this. Let's
I feel like I'm gonna throw up right now. This
around,
makes me so nervous.
Let's go around the table and say what we're thankful for on Thanksgiving, and I'll go last. And when I go last, I'll just propose. And he goes, his brother's like, adorable. Her brother's like, yeah, let's go. But her brother's a freaking alcoholic. So like
he missed his cue.
He's drunk. And I'm pointing at him. I'm like, hey, yo, yo, look. And I'm looking at him. And he's like winking at me. He's like, yeah.
He just was like totally dude, forgot. Do you think he forgot?
I'm like, dude, yeah. And he's like, I keep pointing at him. He comes over. He's like, I got you. So I'm like, okay, finally. He comes over and brings me a shot. He goes like, let's go. Cheers. I'm like, dude. So I skipped that whole part. I wanted to do it.
That's hilarious.
And then I told her.
Why did you trust the drunk guy?
He wasn't drunk when I told him. He was fine.
I'm surprised he didn't accidentally blurt it out.
And then we finished eating, and her mom goes, "I thought you were gonna propose. What happened?" I'm like, "You guys wouldn't stop fucking talking." Like I was like, and then she's like, "All right, blah blah blah." So then finally we had dessert, and then I didn't get to say what I was thankful for, and I just kind of like, I didn't even get down on one knee. I got down on both knees. That's how nervous I was.
That's so cute.
I was on both knees, and I was like, oh shit. And
what'd
I
you say?
And I was like,
did you just drop to the ground? And she was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she thought I was joking. She thought I was like a joke because I'm a comedian. She's like, yeah. Why is everyone recording this? Is this a YouTube video? Are you going to do a prank? What is this?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, listen to me. And I just said, I'm happy we reconnected. Like, you're special to me, this and that. But I couldn't say that. I was just like, stuttering. And I was shaking. And I just opened the ring. And then the ring was dope. So she just had to say, yeah.
Okay. Well, she also probably loves you.
Yeah, that too. But
do you have a video of? Do you still have the video of this?
I have a video of it.
I really want to hear it. I bet it's not as bad as you're saying it was.
It's bad.
I would be so nervous. I feel bad for guys that have to do that.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Especially in front of someone's family. I mean, it's a very cute idea.
Yeah, my mom was pissed. She's like, I want to be there because she wanted to be there.
Did she know you were doing it beforehand?
Yeah, she knew. I want my mom to get the ring. We did it together.
Oh, what's the ring look like?
I showed it to you.
Yeah, but I don't remember. I remember it being gigantic.
Yeah, it's that kind of. It's like that. It's like square and sparkly.
That's really nice. Are you guys gonna have kids soon?
It says every time like I go, it's like, oh, where's your savings? I'm like, show it.
Does she love it?
She loves it. She loves it.
When are you guys getting married?
I want to wait a little. I'm not gonna be wait like 3-4 years. Like I'm gonna wait another year. You know?
That's not that long.
I'm gonna go play the field and then come back. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. You're a good kid.
Yeah, I am a good kid.
I think.
A little bit.
Yeah, well you
but you know what they say, what happens in every city stays in
every city. Depending on the city.
Exactly.
So you're not in the clear here.
No. What?
Like in Los Angeles.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You better never. She sounds amazing.
She's amazing.
No, I know you wouldn't do that.
We wouldn't do that.
You're a good dude. I've been in Vegas with you many times. I've never seen you cheat on a girlfriend.
I haven't.
I know.
See how good I am at hiding this?
You are good. You are very good. Okay, so what was it like growing up? Like, okay, so Jack's parents own the Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood, which is one of my favorite clubs. Did they own it your like entire childhood? Is that what they did?
Yeah, when it opened in 1987, I was 2.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was 2 years old.
How did your dad just start a comedy club? How did he get in that business?
It was an accident.
Okay.
It's a crazy story.
I want
to
hear it.
So basically, it used to be a Mexican restaurant
with
karaoke and like live music and dancing. That's what it was. It wasn't like, I'm not talking about like Saddle Ranch, like upscale. It was like a hole in the wall, mm-hmm. and it was just whatever. We had a stage with some small lights. And
was it the same one as the first Ha Ha?
Yeah, the old Ha Ha. Okay. Yeah. 5010 Lakershim Boulevard. and then one day, Buddy Lewis and Kim Whitley, they're pretty big right now. Buddy Lewis is a writer on Real Husbands of Hollywood. He's BET, very funny guy. Kim Whitley has her own TV show on Oprah's network. They walk into the club and they go, you guys do comedy here? And my dad's Middle Eastern is like, yeah, comedy, girl.
Of course, anything.
So then they do a once a night, a Wednesday nights at the Ha Ha. It was comedy night. And it was just so successful. It was just
so those two people were running it.
Yeah, just they did a comedy. We had no idea about comedy. My dad, comedy. I don't know. So then they just did a comedy night and it was successful. Then they did Thursday, Friday, and then we did Latino night. And then we just had Middle Eastern night, and it was just nights. And then we just changed everything. Remodeled it and then made it a comedy club.
That's so cool.
Crazy. And we've had some big names there. Andrew Dice Clay there.
You've had huge
did a
people
huge
there.
Weekend there, like in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool.
That's so cool.
He wanted like a special stage for himself and like a backstage. We built a stage for him, and it was crazy.
Like,
Eddie Murphy came by, Chappelle, Steve Harvey, Chris Tucker, like when he first started.
That's crazy.
And I met all these guys, you know, when I was a kid, you know.
Did you look up to them?
Yeah.
Did you know who they were?
I used to play sound for these comics in between comics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I was like
the music?
The music, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was the music. I was playing. I was like DJ.
How old were you?
I was like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, like that's I was so back there. Cool. And then they were always like, little Jack, cover your ears. And they were like, pussy. And I'm like, what's a pussy?
That's so crazy. Did yeah. you, did you, so did you knew who they were before? Like, did you
I
watch
I had no idea who they were. I look at the pictures now, I go back, I'm like, oh my God, I took a picture with them. Like, it's crazy, you know?
That's insane. Mm-hmm. Would they recognize you now, do you think, if you saw them?
Yeah, they always, they recognize me. I have to like go, it's me. And they go, oh my God, older. Little dude, you're not little Jack, you're Jack Senior. You know, it's crazy.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
When did you know when you were little you wanted to be a comic after watching it?
I always wanted to make people laugh and just be an entertainer. Like I in high school and junior high, I was always like director of assemblies or just...
Director of assemblies?
In high school, I was director of assemblies.
So you would like make the assemblies fun?
I would host all of them.
Wow.
Yeah, and I wasn't even funny there. I got suspended for making fun of the teachers. I said, because I went to a high school in Glendale, all... teachers are Armenian, so mm-hmm. I was like, give it up for the our principal wearing his Giorgio Armenian suit.
That's really funny.
And I got suspended for that.
Why?
I don't know. Wasn't right. You can't I know, say I'm that. Joking. But yeah.
So you would direct the assemblies?
Yeah, I was in charge of.
Were it. You like putting music on the and talent dance show, numbers?
Everything. Yeah.
Can you sing? Mm-mm. What was sing. Your talent?
I was the host.
You were the host.
I
okay.
was the host.
All right.
And I just made fun of everybody.
I like that.
Thank you.
But did you know then you wanted to be a comic? Like when you saw these comics at your dad's club, were you or your parents' club, were you like, I'd love to do this when I was older? Or were you just like, I want to be an entertainer? Job. Okay.
I literally thought it was just like someone singing karaoke. Mm-hmm. You know? I didn't know you get paid to tell jokes. Like,
yeah.
It didn't hit me till I was 25 when I wanted to
you
be.
You didn't
a,
realize that you people got paid to do
no,
comedy?
No, I didn't
want like,
to
the comedy
be,
business?
I didn't want to be a comedian until I was 25.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you reject it because you grew up in it?
Yeah. I didn't want anything to do with my parents' business. I wanted to do my own thing. I was working, selling cell phones in a mall for like mm-hmm. 6 years, making really good money
yeah.
for T-Mobile.
Do you make good money doing that?
I was making like $8,000 a month.
Selling cell phones?
Yeah. They would give you, back then, they would give you high commission and like the, early late 90s.
Wow.
So I was getting like $80.
Guys, you got to get in the cell phone game.
Not now.
Listeners.
Now there's no money in it. But back then I was a.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Why? Because they were more expensive or people were
no,
just
I
really
just, they paid you for every activation. And I was a really good salesman because I'm Middle Eastern and Mexican. I'm trilingual.
You are.
In Glendale.
You're trilingual.
I speak Armenian, Spanish, and English. So I could talk to everybody. So I'm selling. I'm like the top seller every day. You know? So I'm making huge commissions.
That's incredible.
So that's
I
why
I see you being a good salesperson.
Well, that's why I'm like, I don't need.
You convinced your high school girlfriend to marry you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Totally. Hey,
after
ahead.
You broke
come
up
on.
With her. Yeah, you're a pretty good salesman.
Pretty good salesman.
So you didn't want to do comedy because you didn't want to work with your parents.
Yeah.
What made you change your mind at 25?
I got married. I got divorced. And then I got paid all this child support. And I wanted to go to therapy.
Uh-huh.
I was like suicidal at 25.
Why?
Because my son was born and then she moved away up north. 500 miles away up north.
Did she break up with you?
I broke up with her.
Uh-huh.
But she left.
Took the kid and
took
left?
Took the kid and left. Disappeared for a year.
Was she mad at you and that's
yeah,
why?
Yeah, she was mad. She
I hate when women do that and they like take the kid away. Like, it's not nice for the kid or like, even if you did something really screwed up, it's like, don't use the kid as leverage.
Exactly. So then I was like really depressed. I gained like, I was like 325 pounds.
Whoa, I can't even picture
I
that.
I was just unhealthy.
Yeah.
I was just sad, you know?
Aw, I don't like hearing that.
And then, I wanted to go to therapy. I told my parents, I said, please pay for therapy. I need therapy. I'm like, I'm thinking dark thoughts. I'm like, I don't want to be here no more. And then my dad's making fun of me. He's like, you want therapy? You go talk about your feelings. Go on stage. Talk about your feelings. That's exactly how it started.
I love that story.
So I went and started doing open mics.
Was he joking or was he?
Yeah, he was joking, but I literally took it seriously. I went on stage and I was just like, hey guys, my name's Jack. And I'm actually, I think the first thing I said was, don't worry, guys. I had to actually pay $5 to do this open mic.
Did they know that you were the owner's kid?
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's how your dad, what your dad. So they didn't actually pay for therapy. They really just made
go
you do that.
Go do comedy. Yeah. And then all I do on stage.
Did you have jokes or was it just like
no,
kind of sad at first?
Oh, it was just depressing. I was like my.
Yeah, but that, sometimes that's really funny.
Yeah.
I like that kind of thing.
My wife and I broke up and then she took my son. I don't know where he is. I was just like sad.
Did people laugh?
People were laughing at me like, this guy is fucking depressing. I was just really, really sad.
How long was your first set?
Like 5 minutes.
So you would go up. So his parents' club, they have an open mic. You guys should go to it at the Ha Ha.
Yeah.
Every day?
Every day, 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock. And so would you go up every day?
I went up every day. And
see, that's so, it's such good. That's such a good workout.
Vincent O'Shaughnessy and Damian Wayans Jr. were always there too. And uh-huh. they were really supportive. They would help me. and like, go back up there, go back up there. And like, I knew I wasn't funny, but they were still like, ha ha ha. They were still laughing in the background. Aww. And I still have tapes of CDs of
like your old stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
And it's them like, and you see how fat I was too. I was just freaking fat. Like, I was like,
how did you lose the weight?
Cocaine.
That is not how.
I know. I went to the gym. I had a coupon.
And cocaine.
Yeah.
It's a great stimulant to get you to work out longer.
I had a coupon for Lindora. Mm-hmm. You ladies probably know what Lindora is. It's basically for women that had a kid.
Uh-huh.
And then it went on a special diet. It's like basically you have baby fat.
Uh-huh.
You know, how to lose that baby fat.
Is it a diet?
It's a diet and
I feel like
system.
I've seen it on TV. It's like a Lindora. Drug. I thought it was a drug.
That's Levitra.
Oh.
I don't know.
So what does it do?
So basically it's like you go in there and then they weigh you out and then you have protein shakes, fiber shakes, and they give like a B12 shot every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to pee on these sticks and they'll tell you if you cheated on your diet or not.
By peeing on the stick?
Yeah.
Oh, is it like all low carb so they can tell?
Yeah. So I did that for 3 months and I lost 100 pounds.
In 3 months?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very healthy.
Because I was doing cocaine.
Is that really how?
I'm not even lying. Yeah.
Sure. Three... Wow, sorry.
I lost 100 pounds in 3 months. You
that
can look
is
at pictures.
So much.
You go to my Instagram at Jack Junior Comic. You'll see.
Were people
all these
worried
pictures.
About you?
Everyone thought I was like tweaking, like on meth.
Yeah. Well, it's a similar thing to cocaine.
I was taking those pills. They're prethamine pills. They're
I
like.
Don't know what that is.
They make you not hungry.
I want some. Where do I get those?
At Lindora. This place is great.
I gotta get hooked up with Lindora.
Yeah. So I lost all the weight.
So you just pay them and they'll give you the pills.
Yeah. You for the program.
Wow.
But the funny thing was, in this program, it's all women in there.
Uh-huh.
But it's for women.
Were you picking up chicks there?
All the time.
You lost 100 pounds and you
were
like,
there was girls in there crying. Like, there was girls in there crying like, I haven't lost anything. And I'm like, I lost 8 pounds.
Oh, they must have wanted to stab you.
They hated me.
Oh, I'm so glad my gardeners are leaf blowing right now. Hopefully you guys don't hear that.
They're my cousins. Leave them alone.
They're okay. Fair enough. I'll be nice to Juan over there.
Juan. Just Juan.
Was it like Weight Watchers where you would like have talks in Lindora?
Yeah, we talk. You weigh in every day. You have to go at 10 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. You get weighed in. You pee on a stick, and then they go, "All right, so what did you eat yesterday?" And I'm like, "Nothing. I just had the shakes." And they're like, "You had cheese." I'm like, "How did you know?" And it's because
they can literally
pee indicator
tell.
Will tell you what you ate, like dairy or whatever. But yeah.
This sounds kind of scary.
It is scary, but it works. Like, you need someone to, like,
yeah, that's awesome, because then they'll catch you lying.
They catch you lying, and you feel better. Like, you don't, like, oh, my God, I can't eat that because they're going to pee tomorrow, and they're going to – it's like a drug test, but for food.
This is a great program.
Yeah.
I want to go.
I stopped doing it after the third month, and then the fourth month, I gained 50 pounds back because I was eating normal again.
Yeah. 50 then, pounds in a month?
Yeah, like, just
– well, you really lose and gain weight quickly.
Yeah, so then I literally transitioned and started working out, and then I lost 25 – the normal way, and then now that's where I'm right now.
You're thin.
I'm 248, not thin.
That's but you're tall enough. I mean,
I'm all right. I'm not black tall. I'm like 6 foot. I'm not like 6'4".
Well, yeah, I guess you are. I mean, Armenians and Mexicans aren't really known to be very tall.
No, they're not. We're just good salesmen.
You are very good.
Anybody want the car? When I was a little, I didn't have a regular toys. I had like the Hot Wheels, you know, and I would set them up like in a. Like a used car sale lot, and I would try to sell it to my friends. Hey, let me step you right into this.
Are
red
you
convertible.
Serious?
No, I'm just kidding, but it's funny, right?
It is funny. You should write that down.
I did.
That'd be a good joke.
All right.
Want me to write it down for you?
No.
were your parents supportive of when you did comedy? Or were they like, oh, God, our kid doesn't need to do this because they've seen how depressed comics are? But you were depressed before. So
yeah, they didn't really support it, and they still don't support it.
They still don't support it? Why?
They come to shows, but they're like, my dad is so like proud of his comedy club, the Haha Comedy Club. He wants me to just take over and run it.
Yeah.
But he's like, look at my son, piece of shit, going to comedy store, I saw us going to these clubs.
Oh, well, he's probably offended.
He's performing over there, and he's not over here. Why is he not over here? He needs to be here every day performing. Like, he wants to like slave me and just perform there. And it's like, dude, I got to go travel and go perform everywhere else, you know?
Does he get mad when you perform at other clubs?
When I go on the road too, he's like, how long have you been in Vegas for? A week? Oh my God. Yeah.
Does he get mad when you like promote it on social media? Like, you
I block
another
them.
Club?
I block them both. I blocked both my parents on Facebook because they were just haters.
They would get so mad?
Totally.
That's so weird. Do they... Well, are you employed by the? I mean, I know you perform there.
I mean, I handle their
you run
social
shows
media
there too,
and I run shows and I do advertising for the club.
So when you're out of town, they're like thinking you're not paying attention
but
to
the club.
But I am
doing. I'm working from my hotel room and helping them out, you know? Like right now, I'm promoting the club right now.
We've been advertising the shit of it.
Ha ha comedy club.
Yeah, I want a cut of that.
There you go.
Tell your dad I got a lot of listeners.
Yeah, we'll get you some wine. Let's go.
I feel like he always gives me like a free glass of wine when I go there.
I always do. Yeah. Oh, my dad or
yeah.
you?
Yeah, your dad too.
Oh, he probably trying to get you drunk.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Love your dad.
He's not listening. He doesn't listen to anything I say.
Why? Do they think you're funny?
But he always says, you have a good stage presence.
That's that like means, nicest compliment.
That means like...
Well, it's his fault you started. He should be supportive of it.
Totally. That's what I think.
Well, do they... Do you feel like your parents have like a good eye for like who's funny?
No, they don't.
So how do they end up booking people?
I took over the booking for the club because they were
thanks
just...
Thanks for getting me more spots.
This just happened recently. Calm down.
I'm joking. We do had you book... You're the booking for every night?
Not just Wednesday? Yeah, I just started the booking for every night because... there's too many stories of my mom just not knowing who comics are. They're walking in.
She forgets who I am often.
I remember Ari Spears walked in one time. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, I'm just trying to see if I can get up tonight. And my mom goes, oh, I'm sorry. Who are you? I think you need to go open mic. I was like, Mom, that's Ari Spears. And she's like, I don't care who he is. I do not know him.
Your mom's sassy. I like her.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, this is why no one comes. I'm like, geez. I'm like, that's he's funny, Mom.
I like how sassy your mom is.
Yeah.
She told me once, what was it? Oh, I said it was like right after New Year's. And I think I asked her if she had a New Year's resolution. And she told me like she doesn't make them because she doesn't need to because she's cool, I guess. And I was like, I don't know. Like maybe I'll like my New Year's resolution is to like maybe try to like get ready when I leave the house more because my mom always gets mad at that. And she was like, oh, you should always. So your mom was basically you should always be looking nice. She's like, you're a young single girl. Like she was like so offended that like I wasn't getting ready enough. I was like, oh, all right.
That sounds exactly like her.
She's awesome. I like your mom. Even if she doesn't remember me half the time.
The funny story I ever had, I was in seventh grade and I brought my girlfriend over to the house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, Mom.
God, you've had a lot of girlfriends.
A little bit. Yeah. So I brought
a little player.
But I brought her over to the house. I'm like, Mom, this is my girlfriend. And she's like, oh, hi. Where are your parents from? And she's like, oh, my parents are from Nicaragua. And my mom goes, oh, my God, that's a very poor country. And I was like, so we're breaking up with this one.
Your mom sounds awesome. I mean, I've met her, but like.
Can you believe that? Like, I was like, Mom. And she goes.
Does she just think she's better than everyone?
I told her that today. I'm like, you remember that? I never said that. I'm like, yes, you did. And my sister's like, she said that.
That sounds like something my nanny, my grandma would say. She's very opinionated like that and just blurts stuff out.
Yeah.
She thinks that she's Italian. She said she tells everyone that will listen that a cab driver in Italy is better educated than like a professor or a doctor in America. I was like, okay.
Okay.
You're just, insulting a lot of people.
A little bit.
Yeah. Is your mom... Wait, so why do you think your mom's like that? Do you think it's just that...
I don't know. She just...
Is it a cultural thing?
I have no idea what it is because I know her... My aunt, her sister, is just like so sweet and so...
It wasn't the way they were raised? Were they spoiled?
No, they weren't. I just think it's... I think it's like... When they were being made, like I think all the good all the niceness went to my aunt because my aunt's a little pushover. She's like really nice, too nice sometimes, and I'm like, eh. And I think my mom got all the
really,
and it's like, and it's just like you know.
How did your parents meet? Does your dad spoil her? Is that why?
No, my dad, not that I know of. He's not really romantic.
Really?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't really. He's really. They're really.
I just
want to
know. I just want to know how your mom got so sassy.
I don't know. My the way they met was my mom hit on my dad.
Really? Where?
Through a mutual friend. They live in my mom's friend lived in the same apartment complex that my dad did.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my dad was tanning out with his like hairy chest and tanning by the pool, and he was just
and his ponytail
sweating. He didn't have a ponytail back then, but he was just like, oh, hey, look at this. Yeah, you like that? And then I guess my mom came down and she's like, oh, would you like a Coke?
Oh.
And then I guess that's how it happened.
Like, put some rum in that.
That's how they
bitch.
Said it to me. But I think it was more like, hey, you want to do some Coke?
Probably.
Like, yeah, probably. Because she said, who says that? I came down and said, do you want a Coke? I was like, that doesn't sound. I mean, this is like the
70s. Yeah, I think they're totally lying to you.
Totally. I'm like, let's do
I can't
70s.
Imagine walking up to someone and being like, would you like a soda pop?
Yeah, would you like a soda pop? No, it's like, you want to do some Coke upstairs? Like, I don't know what it was, but something like, it happened something like that. Yeah.
Did your parents party?
I don't think so.
Really? They seem pretty straight-laced.
Yeah. Yeah, I told my parents I partied.
Are they mad? I just burped into that. Sorry.
I smelled it. It's good.
Did you really?
It smelled like cauliflower.
No, it's just my apartment smelled like that because I steamed it this morning. That's so healthy of me.
Steamed cauliflower. What do you do with that? You eat that?
Yeah, I just eat it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a Lindora method.
Lindora? No. Okay, cool.
Wait, so you told your parents that you partied?
Yeah, like I told them.
Were they mad?
I told them because this is when I was in a dark place and I was just partying.
This is the time right when you were 25.
Yeah, yeah. And then I moved back in home with them for a while and I cleaned up. And then I went back out.
Were they mad though?
They were mad, but my dad once in a while jokes around. Look at my son. Back then, he used to be do drugs. Look at him, Mr. Funny Man.
He says that now.
He says it to people. Yeah.
You're like, Dad, I still do them.
Because what did he say?
Hope he doesn't listen to
this. I said, Dad, when you pass away, I'm gonna get a tattoo on my arm as like to remember you, and it's gonna say 2 drink minimum.
That's hilarious.
And he said, with all the drugs that you're doing, I think you're gonna go before me. And I said, thanks, Dad.
Your dad should be a comic.
No, I hope not. He's still not funny.
Has he ever come to see you do a show that wasn't at the HaHa?
Oh, he came to my first headlining show at the Ontario Improv. He
really?
Did. Yeah.
Did he just hate walking in there?
Yeah, he goes, I sort of got, I made fun of him. I go, why, you're here? He goes, yeah. And he's just looking and he's nodding his head, walking around. I'm like, what are you nodding your head for? Are you counting every person? This is guys from HaHa, this guy's from HaHa, this guy's from HaHa. Like, he's like
so mad they're at another club.
I'm like, dude, it's so far from HaHa. There's no one's, you know, and he's like.
He's like Mitzi Shore. Remember when, did you ever read the book about how she wouldn't let, it's called We're Dying Up Here? I mean, I'm sure you know the story anyways, but she wouldn't let comics go perform at any other club.
Yeah.
She would like ban them if they did.
Yeah, that's exactly how my parents are.
Really?
Yeah.
But is there anyone that only performs at the HaHa?
No.
Yeah, no one does that anymore. No, they don't. I mean, not
no
HaHa, but like no one just like sticks exclusively to a club. We gotta make money.
Yeah, 100%.
But the HaHa still is a great club.
Thank you.
Especially the new one.
The new one's dope.
So nice. And the food is actually very good
there.
It's
like a real club.
Yeah.
The older one was kind of like, eh, I could see why.
It was awesome.
It was small. It was cool.
Yeah, but you've had a lot of great people there. All the people on the wall and stuff.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest comic that ever performed there? I mean, you already mentioned a lot of them, but.
I mean, Ben Stiller went by.
Does he do
stand-up? George Lopez.
That's a dumb question, probably. But I thought maybe he was just like a sketch actor, else? Sort of.
I don't know. Chappelle was there. Chappelle's probably the biggest one, right?
Probably. Chappelle. Who's your favorite comic?
My favorite comic now or dead?
Both.
Dead is George Carlin and Mitch Hedberg. I love him.
He's great.
Alive? I don't really like to watch comedy. I don't know. I really don't.
You don't really.
I try watching it on Netflix. I guess because I see all these comics work in the clubs all the time that I can't sit there and watch their special because I saw them work it out.
Well, yeah, but you've seen. Okay, but you're still technically watching comedy.
I like watching Joy Diaz. I can watch Joy Diaz all day long.
Does he perform at the Hall?
Yeah, he just did my show last Wednesday.
Really?
He has a great podcast. You should check it out. The Church of What's Happening Now. Yeah, he's amazing. Joe Rogan is amazing too.
He's got a good
podcast. Bert Kreischer is great.
He's funny. I like him.
Yeah.
They all have good podcasts,
They're
too.
They're all great. I like Louis C.K.
Yeah, he's great. Who's the biggest person you've ever performed with? Like, all of them, probably.
Yeah, I performed, like, on the same show. I mean, this is L.A. They're always popping
That's true.
In, you know, so
I
you
don't know. My
that.
Listeners don't know that.
They know.
No, they don't.
They know everything.
They what?
They know everything.
No, they don't. Well, actually, maybe. My
You've
listeners
been
are very
doing
smart.
Great. Your podcast is amazing.
I love podcasting. I feel like it's like a cool thing to do. It's like a creative thing you can do every week, which is great. But also, it's just like really fun to interact with your podcast fans and stuff. Like, they're like really like the best type of fans.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
And they're very loyal.
That's great.
Yeah. Me and, do you know Annabelle DeSisto?
No.
She used to do stand-up. She hasn't done it in a long time, but she has a podcast too. And we have a lot of the same listeners. We're thinking of doing like a live podcast tour.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just so like maybe start small, like a couple cities and then.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun.
That'll be great.
Yeah. Jack and I were in Vegas 2 weeks ago.
Dude, we should do a show at the comedy club, a podcast.
At
live,
the HaHa?
At the LA Comedy Club in
Vegas. That would be cool.
I can set that up.
With me and you or me and Annabelle and you?
Whatever you want.
Me and you could do it?
Me and you, yeah.
Do you think they would let us?
Yeah, I'll tell them.
That would be cool.
Yeah, we do it early, sell. Like a 7 o'clock show.
All right, guys. Email me if you will come to a show in Vegas so I can count numbers so I can tell the club that I would have like
Yeah, we'll
many.
Do a live podcast and we'll have some surprise drop-ins and, you know.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
So email me at info@rachelobriancomedy.com.
Yeah, we could do like on a UFC week when all the big comics are there and we could just probably get one of them to come down.
Are a lot of them there for UFC?
Yeah.
When is that? Wasn't that there? That
the
was
UFC
last weekend, I thought.
Every weekend.
Oh,
UFC
it is?
Weekend. But I'm saying with the weekend we go, we'll do it on a UFC week.
Okay. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I want to go back there again. I thought you were going to do it every month and I could
wanna
go.
I want to. But Vegas is too crazy.
Why?
Because I like to gamble. I'm just
so
like,
do I.
Dude, my God.
I just won $200 in Palm Springs. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
I didn't lose money.
Dude, I was on fire last time in Vegas. I was hitting roulette numbers.
Yeah,
crazy.
You were doing well.
Did happen.
You win money?
Yeah, I came back with money.
How much?
I came back with $1,200.
How much did you go in on with? $1,200 is what you were
profit,
up?
Profit, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, yeah. And after paying comics, after paying for food, travel, everything, I came out with $1,200. So like,
damn,
that was a win.
I never leave with that much money.
Aw.
But I'm like somewhat of a smart gambler. Like I do stop before it's like too scary. Like I can't lose. If I lost $1,000, I'd start crying.
Oh my God. I would. I've cried.
I'm sure.
Chris Kershaw has witnessed it.
Really?
Yeah. I lost $1,000 playing poker and I walked up and I'm like, dude, I can't even buy a burrito. He's like, come here, man.
In the same sitting, you lost $1,000?
No, he was at the table next to me and I just walked. I went all in and I'm like all cocky. I'm like, best hand, all in. And then he goes, I call. And then I'm like, what? How'd you have that? And I lost it all. And I'm like, I literally just walked away like sad. And Kershaw was like, what's wrong? I was like, I lost all my money. He's like, and he's like, let's go eat. I'm like, I can't even buy any food. Aww. And he's like, I'll buy your burrito. And
were
I,
you hammered? Is
that I was so
did?
Hammered. You was that you were there too?
Yeah, but I think I left before that
left,
happened. Yeah,
but I played,
I didn't witness you cry.
I played and I lost. That
night. Fucking sucks.
I was so sad. I was like,
so all in this, it wasn't like over the course of the weekend. You lost $1,000 at that table.
One hand, yeah.
One hand.
Yeah.
You put $1,000 down.
I was had $1,000 in chips. Yeah.
Had you won that much, or that was just what you had pulled out?
Oh no, I have won that much. But
oh, so you only lost what you had won. It's not
but
like
I bought
it
for $500, so I lost. But it's still.
It's just so scary.
I had $1,000.
You put $1,000 on a hand.
Yeah.
What made you so confident about
that? I had a full
that?
House. It's a pretty good hand in poker.
That is.
And he had a higher full house. I was like, fuck your full house.
Was it? It was. Wait, who were you playing against?
The table poker.
Oh, the table.
Texas
okay.
Hold'em.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
play
It's a game
that.
We play where there's like.
I know.
Okay. I love girls.
I play three card poker.
I just like
no,
the
I
colors.
Wasn't sure if you were saying that you were playing with Chris or not. And like he won.
No.
Okay.
I'd take my money back. Give my phone.
Would he give it back to you?
Yeah, probably.
Really? Do you want to do comedy for the rest of your life?
I do. I want to act. I want to like get on a show and just be crazy and then just.
You know so many people. Why can't all your friends put
know.
You on shows?
I don't know. I'm not that kind of guy. I want to earn it.
Well, I know that, but people bring each other on stuff. I mean, that's how
I
that
know.
Goes.
It just gonna take time.
Are you auditioning and stuff actively?
I just got a new agent. Well, I guess
I feel like you could book a lot of
just,
stuff. You have a very
I just
castable.
Got
look.
Rid of my agent.
Oh.
Do you know how I did that? I found a new agent. I posted on Instagram post. I wrote, dear agent, hey, where you been? Haven't heard from you. XOXO. Right?
Are you serious?
And I got a bunch of likes. And then someone hit me up. He goes, what's wrong with your agent? I go, I haven't been really going on anything.
Did
and he goes, and then he goes, let's have a meeting. So I met with this new agency. Mm-hmm. He goes, get rid of him and come with me. And I said, done. So I just.
That's a great story.
So I'm literally emailing. I haven't even emailed my agent yet. He's mm-hmm. probably doesn't know about this. If you're listening. Bye-bye.
Please listen. Oh, you haven't even told him you were.
I'm about to tell him tomorrow.
So he didn't see the post.
No, he saw the post, mm-hmm. but he hasn't seen the other conversation I had on the side with this other guy.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
I mean, it's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
What does your fiance do?
My fiance is a mother, and she is a nanny.
How many kids does she have?
Two.
Oh.
Two, and I have one, so we're like a little Brady Bunch.
That's really cute. Do your kids get along?
Yeah, they get along.
How old are hers?
12 and...
Well, she'd get young.
Yeah.
So she's, you're what, 31?
32.
She gets, well, that's not that young.
But she looks hot. She's tiny still. What? She's not all, you know, all big and roar.
I wouldn't think she would be.
I know, because then
people
I would
bounce
be like,
back from kids pretty quickly these days, I think.
Do they? No, I don't think
they
so.
They can. I don't know.
Have you been to the Glendale Gallery yet?
I don't know. I'm going to be a monster when I'm pregnant. I know that.
Why is that?
I just feel like I'll be the type that will get really fat.
No.
I'll like lose it, but I know I'll be fat when I'm
do
pregnant.
Do you want to have kids?
I think I will.
When?
I don't know. I mean.
Don't you need a guy? Just.
Well, I'm not, but I'm not like.
What's going on with you?
I'm not like overly eager to have them. I know that I will have kids one day. I'm sure it will happen, but I'm not like. I don't like think about it.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a sister. She's got two kids.
Okay.
She had kids at like 23. She was pretty young.
She's younger than you?
No, she's older.
Oh, okay.
She's 33. I don't know.
You don't know how old your sister is?
34.
She look like you?
We look like sisters, but not, she's beautiful, but I don't think we look that much alike.
Okay.
But we definitely look like sisters. I'll show you a photo. She's gorgeous. Yeah, she has two kids.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's got a boy and a girl.
Oh, perfect. The perfect white thing.
Yeah.
Why do people always do that?
Hey, her husband is like half Mexican.
Oh, shit. Half.
See?
But I'm saying white people usually have like the boy and the girl. It's with Mexicans, it's always like boy, 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 and then girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that like a thing that everyone knows?
Go
I didn't know
that. Go to Panorama
that.
City and you'll see.
What's Panorama City?
A bunch of Mexicans everywhere.
Is that a store or is that
no,
a...
No, it's a city.
Was it where...
See, it's not. It's nowhere near Hollywood. It's
I know
the,
things.
It's like, remember the Lion King's like, Simba, do not go wherever the sun... That's Panorama
City. Is Panorama
City,
City nice? Where
no,
is it at?
It's not.
Is it in the
it's
valley?
It's where the hyenas hang out. Like in Lion King.
Come on, where is it?
It's in Van Nuys.
Why don't they just call it Van Nuys?
It's because it's not Van Nuys. It's Panorama City. It's next to it.
I don't like adjacent, this place. I don't like this place.
Dude, there's a Walmart, and it's like that's like their Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet that place is good Mexican
food. If you guys Google Panorama City, I swear to God, it's like it's so fun.
I feel like I need to go there now.
You have to check it out. It's like Little Mexico.
I like Mexico. Additionally, I like Mexicans. I also like the food a lot.
I love Mexicans. I am half Mexican, so I can say all of this.
Maybe I should date a Mexican.
You should. Dude, I feel like I had a huge crush on Rachel for like forever. And then
news to me.
I know. I'm so good at hiding it, see?
Yeah, you really are.
Very good.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah. See, I never noticed that people have crushes on me. Because nope. I guess I always had a boyfriend for a long time. Yeah. I'm convinced I don't think any comics have ever had a crush on me.
I didn't think she had a boyfriend. I think she just said that to keep guys away. Because I never met the guy on your birthday that one time.
I wouldn't be able to figure that out. Nah. Maybe I should tell people that now. Why would I do that, though?
Yeah.
Because I would actually like to date, maybe.
No, don't do that. Don't date.
Why?
Are you on like Tinder and all that?
I'm on, I can't say it. I guess I can say it. But my friend got kicked off of the app for mentioning it on her podcast.
Oh, then don't say it then.
Yeah. I'm on this one that's like for people in creative industries. And then I'm also on one called The League.
Oh, okay.
But it's too exhausting to like respond to messages and stuff half the time.
It's annoying. I don't know. Why don't you just do the old fashioned way? Go get drunk in a bar and find somebody.
Because I'm only in comedy clubs.
Then go somewhere else.
I can't date a comic.
Don't date a comic.
I've never dated one. Why should I date a comic?
I dated a comic.
Who?
I don't think she wants me to talk about it.
Who? Come on.
No, she's going to get mad.
You can tell
this.
Me not on the podcast. Fine. Have you told me before?
I don't know.
I forgot? I'm always drunk. I don't know. Maybe you have.
But she's doing really good things right now, so I'm really proud of her.
Oh, I know who it is.
There you go.
She's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really like her.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. And very nice. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
she's fantastic.
It's weird, though, because she told her she was on one of my shows.
She's married, right?
I don't know. She was on, I think so. She was on one of my shows, and she brought her like her dude out, and I was like,
I think I was actually at that show. I think I was
really?
On it with her. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, what's going on?
Did he know?
No, but then I guess later on she told me, she's like, yeah, I told him about you. I'm like, why would you?
Was he mad?
No, he wasn't mad.
When you can't really change it. You've dated people.
I'm a great guy.
Wait, so why shouldn't I date a comic? Give me the reasons why.
We're pretty, I don't know.
Just weird?
It's weird. It's like working with a coworker.
Like, yeah, then I'm going to have to like see them.
Dating a coworker. That's why I didn't like it. It's like you see him every day and then you see him at work and it's like, oh.
And then if it doesn't work out, then
it's just
awkward.
And then every comic's just, yeah, it's awkward. You see much. Yeah, that's why.
I feel like a lot of comics do at least hook up with each other.
Oh, yeah.
I've never even hooked up with a comic.
Never?
No. Well, I was in a relationship for a long time.
I'll be right back, guys.
First one now.
Comic.
But were you and her were friends afterwards? It was cool?
No way. She didn't talk to me for like a year and a half.
Did you break up with her?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't break up with her.
You cheated on her?
Nope. I didn't do that. I just told her. I said, hey, things are moving kind of fast. Can you like kind of like just like get a hobby or something and just keep yourself busy? Because like I can't see you every day. I don't know why I said that, but I said that. And then that did it. She's like, bye. And then she never talked to me for like a year.
So she broke up with you?
Like a year and a half. Didn't talk to me.
Wow.
And then I saw her at a show.
I mean, that's not enough to not talk to someone for a year. Unless you said it like a lot meaner than
you said. No, I said how exactly. I said it through text. And then she didn't talk to me. And then a year and a half later, I go, hey, can I talk to you? I said, Lisa, I'm a really good friend. I'm a way better friend than I am boyfriend. You know, let's just be friends. And then she goes, you're so right. Like, we're really good friends.
Oh, now. Well, she forgave you then.
Yeah.
She was pretty mad.
Pretty mad.
And
I'm judging your comic.
Wait, give me other reasons why I shouldn't date a comic. I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Besides just seeing them.
Seeing them all the time. If it doesn't work out, you're going to see them all the time.
Okay.
They're going to talk about
I don't have my eye on any comic.
Talk about you on stage, or you're going to talk about them on stage, and it's going to get ugly. Yeah. And then if one of your careers gets better than the other one, it's like you're going to hate on each other. I don't know. I just think it's
okay,
not a
fair
good
enough.
Thing.
Who do you think I should date? What type of person?
I think you should, I don't know, like a mixed guy.
A mixed, like ethnicity-wise?
Not a white guy, a black guy. Something mixed and just adventure, something different. You need something different.
I feel like you're trying to describe yourself.
No. I'm like, am I
something
I am
different? Okay.
You need something different. Like, you know, like what kind of food do you like?
Everything.
Okay.
All
not,
the food.
It's not working.
Sushi.
You
Mexican
need a,
food.
Date a Korean guy, dude. Hell yeah.
Sushi's Japanese. I think sushi's Japanese.
Whatever.
But I also like Korean food. Korean barbecue
sushi,
is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Korean barbecue. It is Japanese.
That is very good, though. All right, a mixed guy. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Any mixed guys, can you please call us at 818?
Jack will sell you the cell phone.
I'll sell you the cell phone, and then I'll steal it right afterwards.
Is that what you would do? Is that how you made the money? Jack, that is what you did.
No,
totally.
I didn't do that.
You wouldn't have said
I
that
I used
if
to say that
did.
On stage. That's one of my jokes. I said, I'm half Middle Eastern, half Mexican. I'll sell you a cell phone, but I'll steal it right afterwards.
Well, that was very funny. I like that.
Thank you. That's
you can get away with a lot of like
originals,
like race jokes because you're mixed.
Yeah. And you can get away with being awesome because you're white.
Can I?
Yeah. Your last name's O'Brien.
Well, I mean,
cast me on
Irish.
A show. There you go.
I don't think being like super white is like more castable. Than, I mean, I understand that it's harder to, you know, there's not as many roles for ethnic people. But I also think like if you have an interesting look like you do, that's very castable. And
is
you can
it?
Play like a lot of different races.
That's true, too. But I think like my last name is hurting my situation. Asadorian.
Then why don't you change it? Why don't you get a stage
it.
Name?
Like what? O'Brien? Jack O'Brien?
No, but that is
that'd
that
be
is
funny. If we got married, I would take
name.
Your last name.
Really?
I want to be O'Brien.
That is a very long name. I could see like on your headshot that being.
Yeah.
Let's think of a new name for
it's
you.
It's like 186 points on Scrabble.
How do you know that?
Asadorian.
Is that really what it is?
No, I'm just kidding. That's funny though.
I was like, that's hilarious. Or you're just like a math genius and you computed that in your head right now. Wait, what should we change your name to? Jack?
Stefan.
Stefan?
Remember that commercial? Jack Stefan.
No, I don't.
Jack Stefanovich. You never come on, that's an old commercial, like a 90s commercial.
Maybe I wasn't watching a lot of TV.
Oh,
then.
My God.
I don't know.
You never ditched school and watched I Love Lucy all night?
I don't think my parents would let me.
You never ditched?
Like, oh, like I just left it without
school.
Them knowing?
Yeah.
I was from a small town. I think they'd find out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I lived in L.A. I ditched all the time.
Do you feel like it's easier to be successful when you grow up in L.A., like in the entertainment industry, because you just know more people and you're like around it?
I don't.
Although you didn't start till later.
I didn't start till later. No, I don't think so.
Hmm. So your goal is to do more acting?
Yeah, I want to be like on like the Sons of Anarchy, like a play a cholo.
See, I was actually thinking that when I was saying you're castable, I feel like you could play like
I
wanna
be
like
those
a like
roles.
A yeah, like a
kind tough
of,
guy, an
yeah.
asshole, just.
Well, did you know. Tell your agent that's what you want to do?
Be like an abusive relationship on Lifetime, like you could be that guy.
Yeah, you could totally play.
Yeah,
totally.
I told my agent that. So that's what I want to do. I want these roles. I don't care. I said get really racist. I said I'll be on a plane. I don't give a shit.
You don't care.
Let's do it.
I don't feel like you look more Hispanic than you do Middle Eastern.
Oh, thank you. I guess.
I don't know. It's not a compliment. I mean,
both are
great.
Suit, if I wore a suit,
both
I'm very
are great.
Middle Eastern.
Are you?
Slick my hair back. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you are. I can see that.
Yeah.
Do you know Nemer, the comic?
Yeah, he's actually on my show tonight at the Hall.
Really?
Yeah,
I wish I was going to the show.
Yeah.
Should I skip my date?
You should. Bring him to the club. That'll be even better.
No.
Why not? Oh, my God.
I'm not going to bring a date into a comedy club. Although I have.
Do it.
I think I have done that once.
Yeah.
No. He's like a surgeon. I feel like
he's a surgeon? Dude, get pregnant.
I don't need the buddy.
Who cares? Get pregnant for me. I want a white
baby.
So
we can help pay your child support?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't know. He's funny via text, but I'm just not looking forward to it.
He's a surgeon? So how old is he? Like 40?
No, like 37. 4, I think.
And he's a surgeon.
Yeah. I thought that too. I was like, doesn't it take a long time to go through that school?
Isn't it like 15 years?
Yeah, but if you start when you're 18, I guess, yeah, you could just be newly. Like you start school then, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You didn't go to college, yeah?
Nope.
You were
you
just
can tell?
You were just scamming people with
something.
No. I mean, I went to college. I don't think that it's helped me at all.
I went to community college for 2 years, and then I transferred to another community college.
Where?
For 2 years. Gone to the community college, and then I went to Pasadena Community College.
That's cool.
It's stupid.
I don't use it at all.
13th grade. It was 12th grade, and then 13th grade college. I saw all my friends. Like, hey, what's up? What's going on?
You don't need it. You're a comedy. You're a comedy club heir. Are you going to run the business? When
my parents might want to sell that business. You know,
why?
I don't know. They keep threatening me. They're like, you know, go be somebody. I'm like, oh shit.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, because they think that you're just relying on that.
I'm not relying on it though. I don't.
But is that why they're saying that?
No, I think they just want. They're older and they want to retire. And
but why don't you just take it over?
Because I'm not, my heart's not there. I'm always on the road doing shows.
Really? So yeah. They wouldn't, so if they decided to retire and they said, Jack, you can run the business, you wouldn't do it?
I mean, I would, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but
you could just
hire
people to.
I kind of want to do comedy still. Like, you know,
but you can still do comedy, can't you?
I don't know. The way they see it, they don't say I could do that. They want me to do one or the other.
That's not very fair.
I know.
But if it's your business, it's your business.
Yep.
Once they give it to you, can't you do whatever you want?
I mean, my parents aren't that old yet. I mean, they have to be,
75
to retire? I'll be, like, 45?
But by then, you'll probably be, like, really successful as a comic, so you can still have the club
hopefully.
And then, like, just hire people
I
to
hope,
run it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So
you guys want to see me Ontario Improv, March 23rd.
Yeah, give me your dates, where you're going to be at.
Ontario Improv, March 23rd. Pasadena Ice House, April 1st. Two shows, 7:30, 9:30. I'm in Phoenix, May 4th. I'm in Vegas, May 15th to the 21st at LA Comedy Club. And then I'm at the Laugh Factory, May 29th through June 5th at the Laugh Factory in Las Vegas.
Are you going to come home in between?
Yeah, I'm going to come home in between.
What? Coming what home. Club are you at in Phoenix?
I'm at the House of Comedy in Phoenix. I'm there for the whole week.
How come you never bring me with you?
I don't know. We
That's so
you
rude.
Just, you had a boyfriend. You weren't allowed to do anything.
What? I was always allowed to do stuff. I've done shows with you in Vegas many times.
I heard
times.
He didn't let you go anywhere.
He did not care what I did,
I
ever.
Know, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, he was like the least jealous person ever.
Yeah, I know.
No, he didn't care.
No, he's yeah.
He was a nice guy. Oh, poor John. Why did I say poor John? He's doing fine.
John, you're doing fine.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's got a good job at Sony now.
You guys were together for like, how long?
4.5 years.
Yeah, man. John, you have Rachel O'Brien on the resume. That's dope. And
I should just hire you to do my PR.
That
Jesus.
Is so dope, John. You can tell everyone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her?
Really?
That's me right there.
This is so flattering.
Don't you think so?
I mean, I don't think that highly of myself. I mean, but I might.
Girls go do Jack Jr. on the resume. I'm like, that's right, girl. You got this.
You got a lot of confidence. I like that. A
little bit.
No, it is a good thing. Well, thank you for doing my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
It's really simple. At Jack Jr. Comic, at Jack Jr. Comic, or you go to my website at jackjrcomic.com.
Awesome.
Please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,